Our next speaker is Jean Bourdour. Jean is a senior researcher with the Center for Topographic Engineering. I think that's the correct title, in Sherbrooke, Ontario. Jean is part of the Natural Resources Canada organization. And I think most importantly for the SOCOP workshop, he was one of the leads for the development of the North American Metadata Profile, a profile of the ISO metadata standard, and is the project lead for ISO TC211 work on ontologies.
Okay, thank you, John. I hope that everyone hear me correctly. I'm basically working at the Center for Topographic Information in Sherbrooke, Quebec. That is part of Natural Resources Canada. And for this presentation, I will wear the hat of project leader of PT 19150 on ontology and PT 19101 on the revision of the reference model at ISO TC211. Here you have the outline of my presentation. So basically, I'll do a quick overview of the project 19150 on ontology, and also I'll give you just an overview also about the work for the revision of the reference model at ISO TC211. Next. Okay, interoperability of geographic information is a main preoccupation of many organizations, and more specifically in the standardization activities. ISO TC211 has progressed quite significantly during the last 15 years in the syntactic interoperability of geographic information, but also recognize the fact that the importance of semantics in its activity. Next. So in the ISO TC211, we have reached a high level of structure in terms of data. We have also simplified the sharing and the use of geographic information, and have contributed to support the direct access of geographic information through the web. Next. Okay, Albert, the web has progressed towards the semantic web and can be compared to now a worldwide database. But geographic features are described in different manners, which complicates the interoperability and also the benefit of the richness of those descriptions. And this is why semantic interoperability takes its importance within ISO TC211. Next. PT 19150 on ontology is a preliminary work to collect and compile information and to investigate how ontology and semantic web approaches can benefit to ISO TC211 objectives. Also, the project aims to recommend to TC211 actions to support semantic interoperability and the semantic web. Next. So far, the project team had 4 meetings, you have the list here, and we have published our final report last May, just before the ISO TC211 meeting in Molde, Norway. Next. The outcomes of the project team were the review of ISO TC211 objectives, the development of a common understanding of the semantic web and ontology, the review of ISO TC211 related works, the list of relevant issues for ISO TC211, the values of ontology and semantic web, and finally the recommendation. Next. The ISO/TC 2000 objective is to develop a family of standards, international standards on geographic information that enable interoperability of geospatially enabled computers and systems and data. Next. Interoperability of geographic information can be described through the communication process between two agents, each one adding its own ontology to formulate queries to databases, to interpret queries, to answer to those queries, and finally to understand the result. As you can see in this slide, it is a bidirectional process. So everything that happens in interoperability, there's two agents involved, and they have to communicate together. Next. Semantic web. Well, basically, semantic web, all of us know about this. It's to come up with a web of data and information that is processable by computers. So that's a progression from what we are used to do in interoperability at the moment. Next. The definition of ontology in ISO/TC 2000 is as this, a formal representation of phenomena with an underlying vocabulary, including definition and actions, that make the intended meaning explicit and describe phenomena and their interrelationship. And basically, it is a foundation to the success of the semantic web and provide meaning of the data that, in a format that machines can understand. And at the end, data can derive its semantics from ontology. And this would be not only useful, but essential to support integration of heterogeneous data across communities. Next. Here you have small list of ISO/TC 2000 related works with ontology. At the first level, we have works on terminology. We have a project on that describes the terminology that is used within ISO/TC 2000 and can be also useful for other other groups. There's works on registration, and we've seen some application earlier on of that standard. We already talked about geodetic codes and parameters, which is essential to understand coordinate reference system, and also with data quality. We have also works related to content description, ISO 19109 for rules of application schema, 19110 for feature cataloging methodology, and others. And also, which is really important, I would guess, in our community, it's the concepts that are defined through a number of UML schemas within the different ISO TC 2011 standards. So in 103, we have some concepts defined for conceptual schema language. In 107, we have the spatial schema and all the geometric constructs that are required. 108, temporal schema. 115, metadata. 123, schema for coverage geometry, and so on. So there's a lot of concepts that are defined within those schemas that would be useful to share as ontologies for the community of geographic information. Next slide. The values of ontologies are in different aspects. Interoperability across domain, it would provide automatic machine reasoning and inference. We might be able to move to knowledge description instead of information. We would be able to focus on online access of information and knowledge. And ontology will allow us to expose ISO TC211 to other communities that are not aware of the special domain. Finally, this is an essential component to interlace and associate different concepts together. Next slide. Other relevant issues for the project 19150 are the review of the reference model. At the time being, the reference model talks about semantics, but we need to ground better the semantic as part of our reference model. The other issues covers rules for application ontologies, how to develop application ontologies, also the introduction of ontologies as part of product data product specification and also applications. The developing of content is something more and more important with respect to ISO TC11. There's a lot of requirements that ask us to develop ontologies, high-level ontologies to define content. That is a more pragmatic orientation, and for the purpose of ISO TC11, we think that developing a top-level ontology which will allow the mapping between different domains. Next slide. Other relevant issues? Well, we think that reasoning and inference is something of high importance. We have talked earlier about the need of special operator. This is defined as part of ISO 19107, ISO 19125, and that could be developed as part of RDF, RDFS, and all those. We think that semantic operators would be required also to develop a similarity or to assess the similarity or proximity between concepts. And we finally, the translation of ISO TC211 UML models in semantic web languages is something that would be important. And finally, we have to investigate tools and methodologies for developing ontologies. Next slide. So the first recommendation of the project team was to review the ISO TC211 reference model, as I mentioned, and to better ground the semantics, ontologies, and semantic web as part of the reference model. Next slide. The next recommendation, the second recommendation, would be to cast ISO TC211 standards so they can benefit from and support the semantic web through our ontologies. So we think about moving our UML, as I mentioned, to OWL, and those OWL ontologies will be complementary to our existing UML model. We don't think that we should just replace the UML. We mean that we still need the UML, but we still have a place. There is a place for adding OWL ontologies, and OWL DL derivation will have to take place eventually. As part of that, we have to have in mind that it is possible to develop ontologies from UML in different ways. And for the purpose of ISO TC211, we want to have our ontologies, consistent in our series of standards. So we need to develop rules for our ontology that will allow us to have a consistent set of ontologies that would be useful for the community. Next slide. Developing content ontologies, as I said, it's something that is highly required for integrating different databases, different type of data coming from different communities. So we have already started some work related to that. We have a project on land classification, land cover classification system, and we have also a project on the land administration domain model, which is a starting point. And we believe that there will be others that will be required, and we are working, or we want to work also with our different liaisons to develop business cases for content ontology. Next slide. Service ontologies is also something that is requested. There's a lot of services that are developed for geographic information. We know that there are web services, web feature services, web mapping services, and others that are developed. But to navigate through all these services and have the content or the purpose of these services, these have to be accessible on a semantic way. And that's why we need, or we plan to revise the existing ISO 19190, which is about services, to enhance that standard for the discovery of services based on ontology. Next slide. Finally, as I mentioned, we think that semantic operators will be required. We already talked about operators for partial operators and things like that, but to relay concepts together and to match different concepts from different ontology, we think that semantic operators would be necessary, and this is something that shall be initiated in the coming month. Next slide. So let's talk about the revision of the reference model. The reference model defines the framework for standardization in the field of geographic information. And last week, we have initiated the revision of the reference model during the ISO-TC 2011 meeting in Quebec City. The objectives are, for this revision, revisiting the definition of interquality in the geographic information context, to precise the role of semantics and ontologies as well, to include the role of the web, which was not part of the current reference model, to update relationship between standards, to introduce support of semantic web, to address newly submitted comments that have been that we got from the ballot of this new work item proposal, and to harmonize with the standard that has been revised in the past, more recently, I would say. Next slide. So the issues related to the distribution of the reference model comes from the development in computer science and in geographic information, development from the web, mobility, and ubiquitous computing that have progressed tremendously during the last 10 years. We also want to address the GeoWeb, which has become a reality in the last years with web services, with XML encoding. We just talked about GML and KML. This is something that has to be reflected in the reference model. We want to put in the reference model the fact that more and more registries and registers will be developed and made available on the web to support the semantic aspect in geographic information. And also semantic and interoperability, semantic web and geosemantic web needs to be addressed at least through knowledge, ontologies, entrancing, OWL, and content standards. Next. Also, there's a number of specific reference models that have been developed during the, let's say, 5 or 8 last years, and we have to look more deeply into those reference models, and we are thinking about to what extent we should integrate them or just introduce them and leave them as they are at the moment. So there's a number of questions related to that. Next slide. As part of the new reference model, there will be a number of candidate terms and symbols that will be included. So we have a beginning of the list of those here, but I'm sure there will be others that will be integrated in the new reference model. Next slide. There's also a number of additional issues that need to be discussed. We have indeed a discussion about the relationship or the similarities between ontologies, GFM, which stands for the general feature model that has been, that is described as part of the rules for application schema. What is the similarity or the linkage with the application schema with ontology and also with future guidelines. So this has to be clarified, and the reference model will provide an overview of those and the linkage between these those elements. Also, data description at the moment, if you think about feature catalog and all the way we describe the data through a dictionary or a catalog, data description is currently a component of data administration. And this is a something that comes from the old view of geographic information. So we think that, data description is an inherent part or an inherent component of data that allow reasoning and capabilities. So this relationship has to be revised and upgraded eventually. Next slide. So here we have the current definitions of interoperability as part of the ISO 19101. Which for interoperability is ability of a system or system component to provide information sharing and interoperation cooperative process control. And for semantic interoperability, it refers to applications interpreting data consistently in the same manner in order to provide the intended representation of the data. And it may be achieved using translator to convert data from a database to an application. And I'm sure you, when you look at those definitions, and when you look at those definitions, you think that it's a little bit old, and it has progressed. Interoperability and semantic interoperability has progressed in a way that we have to revise and upgrade those definitions. To make sure that we progress in the right way with ontologies and semantic web. So this is something that is on the table for the project. Next slide. So far, UML has been used to support semantic interoperability and other languages such as OWL need to be integrated in the ISO 19100 series. And as I mentioned, we want to integrate these other languages such as OWL in a way that they are complementary to UML. We will still maintain our UML model. This is something that is useful and describes the richness of the concept and the information that is part of ISO TC211, but eventually to adhere and to move with the semantic web, we need to support other languages, and our is one of them. Next slide. So just to give you an idea of in the background, what we have is the description, the high-level description of the different aspects that are handled through the reference model. So we have in the background the universe of discourse, we have conceptual model, we have conceptual formalism, and as conceptual formalism, there are a number of conceptual schema languages that allows us to develop conceptual schema. So here in the blue label, what you have is the different approach of ontologies that I try to map on this schema. So at the from the real world, this is the ontologies as developed in philosophy, and for conceptual model, we have ontologies as developed in artificial intelligence, and for conceptual schema language, we have now AWL that allows us to develop global domain and application ontologies that are the information that would be useful for applications and for and to integrate data from different places. Next slide. So to conclude, the semantic web brings us a new vision and technologies to enhance interoperability across disciplines. Ontology is an underpinning in the semantic web vision, and adherence to the semantic web by ISO TC211 would allow us to have a smarter geographic information interoperability between different data sources, and it will allow ISO TC211 standards to reach a wider community and to support a broader variety of applications. It will require from ISO TC211 additional work, review of the reference model, providing UML models and OWL ontologies, and certainly more others, more other work. And finally, ISO TC211 will play a more significant role with respect to content standardization and to provide high-level ontologies that allows community or different groups to use those ontologies to relate their work together and enhance interoperability of geographic information at the end. And that completes my presentation, and thank you for your attention, and I'm open to questions.
Thank you very much, John.